So I just said in the last episode how I'm tired of podcasting, and here I am doing another episode already, but it's going to fall more into line with that, the new format change. Blab just a little bit at the start and then just play a bunch of music, because, I'm tired of trying to blab about myself. It's like this straitjacket you can never get out of. Trying to explain your brain, it's fucking silly thing to do. And I still, I don't know, the podcast voice, that just, I'm talking not, it's like this weird fakeness that you just can't, if I haven't gotten past it by now, it's not gonna happen, you know? And I think, I was thinking maybe a better way to explain it is that, I think it was a benefit. It's like when I used to do video editing also, it's like, it gives you a reason to be someplace. Like, I'm the guy with the camera, I'm the one chronicling, I'm the one recording, so I have a reason to be here, you know? And podcasting's kind of like that too. Like with Vinyl Countdown, it was our reason to get together and hang out and have a podcast. But the downside is then you get, like, the people that weren't in the core group or didn't want to be in the podcast so much. And since this whole summer that we've barely done any podcasts, like, it's just a really different vibe. You just hang out and no one's pulling out a recorder and no one's trying to think of interesting stupid shit to say or trying to wrangle a conversation into a podcast format. You just hang out like normal. Like, I used to like it also because I just found myself kind of disinterested in people, you know, like, have a hard time, like, having a conversation with someone, because it's like, who gives a shit? Why are we even talking? Who cares? And then, you know, doing the podcast, that's a reason to care. It's a reason to talk. It's a reason to blab to each other. And I just feel like my brain has just changed. I don't need that anymore. It seems, because it's also, it like fakes up that particular conversation, because the podcast conceit makes it happen, but then the actual conversation itself is a little hollow in a way. I kind of like more just hanging out normal, just talking normal. It's probably mostly what I said last time, but I just feel like that's a slightly better explanation. Or it's like more present, you know, where I guess like I was saying about how, like, being the guy with the video camera or the audio recorder, it gives you the reason to be the fly on the wall and, like, the reason to put yourself into social situations and to go out and hang out with people and do stuff. Now I feel more, like, just the kind of excitingness of just being present in your life, you know, really paying attention to what you're doing and focusing on the actual moments that are happening. I've just gotten a lot better at that, and, putting a recording device in between just gets in the way now. But this is still a music show. The very first one I did way back in the day was just like, man, I just got all these cool songs I've been listening to. Let's just listen to these songs. And I was listening to music the other day, and this just seemed like this is something worth presenting or pointing out to people. So there's this girl, Juliana Hatfield, this woman, she's in her 40s now, who was pretty popular in the early 90s, had some hits. And I've been following her the whole time, and she has a bunch of great stuff. But most of it is kind of what you'd expect of, like, a solo sort of female singer-songwriter. And it's the stuff she's most well known for, and it's the stuff whenever you see her live, it's basically what she plays. But she also has this other side where sometimes she does these really harsh, rough songs that people don't seem to like as much, but I really, really like. And in particular, in 2000, she put out this album called Beautiful Creature that was all, you know, quiet and acoustic-y, and it had some good songs. And that was the one critics liked. And then the same day, she put out this album called Total System Failure. that, I mean, it's not super harsh. Her singing style, I mean, can only get so harsh just because of the way her voice is. But musically, it's like loud and distorted. And I especially love if you cull the album down a little. Like, I realized once MP3s became a thing and you weren't beholden to just here's the album and listen to the whole album, I started thinking of albums as like build your own EP. Like, here's the songs, and pick like your six or seven favorite or however many, and make a mini album that's super tight and super excellent. And if you do that with this album in particular, the whole thing, it's pretty focused on a particular tone, but especially if you cull it down just a little, it turns into this really just awesome kind of fuck you to like shitty white trash North America. Like, just, I mean, I probably don't need to overexplain it. It's pretty clear from these songs. And I just, man, I fucking really like this album. And I can't think of another one that's quite this same way. I mean, you get your kind of like punk rock riot shit, like, hey, fuck yeah, fuck you, fuck the man, fuck society, and it's all super harsh and abrasive. Something about just the tone of this, just the particular level it's at, and just the way these songs sound, that just, it just seems more like acidic to me. Just like old Juliana's had a lot of ups and downs, and is clearly kind of a like, I don't know how to describe it. I mean, I've always had this definite sort of empathy for her tone and her, she's not happy. She's not super happy. And like, when she's in this particular mode, I just really feel like it's true. Like, this is just a really just like this just sense of just like, fuck you, is just bubbling up fucking out of her. And this is the most concentrated it ever was. And I think it's really cool. So, whatever episode this is, 168, I think. Now it's just going to be a little blast of music. The curated Total System Failure by Juliana Hatfield from the year 2000. I wonder. I mean, it almost seems weird to me how much in 2013 people are still referencing 9/11. I mean, it was a big deal, but like, the fabric of North American culture has been transformed, and it hasn't. Nothing's different. But I think maybe it's not coincidence, though, that this came out before then. When you could really just say, fuck you, America, just full on, with no brakes applied. All right, I hope you like it.
go to the drugstore. I need Advil and Robitussin and condoms. Take out the trash, give the dog a bath, do the dishes and fix the leak in the kitchen.
Little white boy, would you be my slave? Little white boy, would you be my slave? Little white boy, would you be my slave? Little white boy, will you be my slave?
The bridesmaid. put some Pepsi in the baby's bottle. We'll be right back.
All right, to finish this off, I'm going to play three more songs. They're from Juliana Hatfield's 2005 album, Made in China. The first three songs, they're not quite the same, but they have a bit of the tone of Total System Failure. They're a little gentler, but they remind me of that era, and they're just real good songs.